For the fourth time in the last 5 years, Congress and the White House are unable to agree on how much money the federal government should spend for which objectives, causing funding to expire and non-essential services and operations to be halted. Last Wednesday, a shutdown seemed unlikely as the Republican-led Senate unanimously passed a temporary funding bill.
The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to.
The White House originally signaled support for the bill, which boosted overall border security spending, but did not set aside funds for a wall. But President Trump ultimately rejected it, demanding $5 billion for wall construction.
Our great country must have border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it.
The motion is adopted without objection.
The Republican-led House of Representatives has approved a spending bill with wall funding, but the measure does not have enough votes to pass the Senate, where Democrats have lined up in fierce opposition.
It will never pass the Senate. Not today, not next week, not next year. So, Mr. President, President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall, plain and simple.
Most Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, have rallied around Trump's demand.
So one would think that securing our homeland, controlling our borders, and protecting the American people would be bipartisan priorities, a core duty of any nation's government.
Democrats were willing to support wall funding earlier this year, but in return for protections for undocumented immigrants brought to America as children, a deal Trump later abandoned. In 2013, the Senate passed bipartisan legislation to dramatically boost border security funding as part of a comprehensive reform of U.S. immigration laws.
We cannot continue as a nation with 11 million people residing in the shadows.
But that bill died when the Republican-led House refused to consider it. Now, Trump is demanding wall funding while, so far, offering nothing Democrats want in return. On Sunday, White House officials hinted that could change.
The president has made it very clear, however, that he is willing to discuss a larger immigration solution.
Yes, we're going to have the wall, and yes, Mexico is going to pay for the wall 100%.
Throughout the 2016 campaign, then-candidate Trump repeatedly pledged that Mexico would pay for a border wall. Now the White House says Mexico is contributing indirectly as a result of economic benefits to America stemming from a renegotiated free trade accord between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.